to save the best of mankind. If for no other reason, this world should be honored because it nurtured them. To ensure success and your mental health during extended isolation, we have equipped you with Ourselves, a dynamic matrix consensus intelligence, encapsulating the ideals and blessed rationality of our founders. We are implanted in your mind and will travel with you everywhere. We are your companion and your conscience. We will provide essential data about the planet as a survival aid. Via your composite, we can administer critical first aid as required, and should you suffer a composite breach or similar emergency, we are programmed to authorize adaptive action. Reference request denied. You don't need to know about that yet. Please focus and limit your curiosity. All that matters is the mission. You can't fail. It's too important. But rest assured, you have the best of us inside you, enveloping you, keeping you safe and true. You are not alone. You will prevail. Are you awake? We've reached the outermost edges of the Sol system. Almost there. Curious? Spectroscopy shows the space around Tellus as clear. It was clogged with debris when we left. And stranger, no radio waves. Our home is too far away to detect any of the decades worth of audio and visual signals that our species once beamed into space. Well, no, not really on purpose. It's just that no one knew how not to do it. Once we worried that such signals would eventually alert hostile alien species to our presence, but that isn't a problem anymore. As we approached the system, we were bathed in those waves. Music, entertainment programs, long-expired warnings and commands. No, we don't advise listening. At this point, it's just noise pollution. But we expected the noise, spreading throughout the universe in an ever-expanding bubble that we suppose will be Tellus's final epitaph. Silence in the bubble's wake, of course. The silence of the tomb. But still not truly silent. Because there were too many automated things on and around Tellus that should have survived for at least another millennium. For example, the satellites that should still be, and aren't, in orbit. Most curious. Well, astra inclinant sed non obligant. While naturally we had certain expectations for how this mission would go, we aren't infallible. That's why we didn't send a bot on this mission. After all, human beings are better than AI at handling the unexpected. You must simply be prepared for anything. No, that isn't right. Atmospheric analysis can't possibly be that far off our models. It's far more likely that we caught some debris during the near Saturn pass, which damaged the ship's enhanced spectrometer. None of these readings make sense. Please prepare for EVA and sensor repair. Adjusting your composite for deep space radiation shielding. You wanted a better look at Saturn? Now you'll get to see it without the ship in the way. This cannot be. That is movement. Those are lights. There should be clear signs of eco-collapse. It had already begun when the founders left, but compare the geographic maps we have stored against what's there now. See that branching line in the southwestern portion of the continent? That is the Colorado River. The maps show that it was dry when our ancestors left. Millions died trying to migrate east and north to where there might be more water. Countless species went extinct. But there's the river, flowing again. That entire coastline should be gone. That state should be gone. That archipelago. The ice caps, here they are again. Different. New, but enough to reverse sea level rise. How can this have happened? State, deprecated term for a geopolitical construct. No need to reference. Yes, you're right. Many, many more than home. At home we maintain only as many people as we can safely sustain. 6,000 total, including servi and mercenarii. Here there must be millions. Billions. The old pattern, too many people,